says Rashi in Yudalam Beis, Al Eretz HaAmim, the fifth to last narrow, medium-sized lines, sixth to last. Umishum, so they met Regoiser, Yeshu ben Yeser and Yeshu ben Yochanan Regoiser on Eretz HaAmim. Umishum, Asavar Kibor Shalehen, because we're concerned that possibly under that spot, that dirt, there's a cavern there, or maybe there's the Nachim Matama b'Magu Masa v'Oyel Rabbanon. According to Chachamim, there's a Tumas Magu Masa and Oyel according to Rabbanon. Reb Shimon Nami Damer Ein Matama v'Oyel b'Matama Hein b'Magu b'Masa. The Matama b'Magu b'Masa, and also Matama v'Rekev. The Rekev is according to both of them. Rekev is when the body decomposes. And you have left the start to decompose, and you have the assuming there's nothing else in there besides the mace that was buried in a orange shalshayish. So the remains of that deep composition also have a din of a tsuma. The shear is larger than a kazayas, but there's a din tsuma. Now later the more is going to say actually say that I want to correct. The Mor is going to say that Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef Yechonim were gozer the tuma on the dirt. There's a tuma on the dirt, but there's no tumas oil. So if a person would go in, not in the oil, not touching, he'd be tor. There only goes on the gush. Later tzakanas were gozer even on the oil, on the tumas oil also. Yeah.
When you say the dirt, you mean the actual decomposed biological.
We're talking about, right now I said dirt, I mean the ground of the land. The ground of Teretz Amim has tumah because regards to any spot you're walking on.
Because we're concerned.
That there is. Right,
so what is tumah? It's the actual, you know, the actual bones or even the place, the area above where the person's buried?
Well, tumah soil is that if a person's buried, the person walks over it, he says he's been mimal on the tumah and he's tumah. It's tumah soil. Even if it doesn't touch anything. The bone itself, is the size of a barley corn, has a din tumah. Etzem kisara has a din tumah. So it's hard not to see, to find, not to be able to notice them beforehand. And all of the seems to be the first chashash was a chashash of etzem kisara. So the matam on that's not matam oil. Etzem kisara is only matam b'maga b'masa. So if a person would touch it or move it when he's, you know, step on it and cause it to move, he'd be tameh. So that's a tumah on the ground, or a piece of dirt which came out of the ground. Maybe there's an etzem kisara in there, a piece of etzem of somebody who's died, who's the size of a barley corn. So those are possible scenarios.
Okay, so midrash knew that this dirt is above and kept of a
so according to the Rabbanon, there's a tumah soil. According to the Shimon, there's not.
Then there would not be. You would not be tummy mitzvah. If you knew that whatever bones and stuff are deep down.
According to Chama, you'd be tummy. It's oil, tumah soil. According to the Shimon, you'd be tor.
Okay.
Well, please, Kukis. The halachsi beraisa tumah. There's no Torah does not give it in tumah on klis chukis. Shimon Shatav was taking ksuba. She hagid kesev lekol nechasa echrayim at the ksuba. He would make a full echrayis for the ksuba of all of his property. Fisha hayim yachal the ksuba. So what happened was that they were designating one piece of property for the ksuba. Shay yakayis aleh. And then when he got angry. So he said, listen, you know, once it's designated, it's much more simple to say, Ermelah, Kli Ksubasayef, Utsi'i. Ksubasayef, Isha Shanofli. So whereas she could come collecting, you know, one specific piece, it's already set aside in his mind, so the deterrent for the divorce is less.
Oh, we're not worried
that you'd
like destroy it or something.
No. When Tumah al Klimatlis, the common forest, there we go to Tumah al Klimatlis, the worst explain what that is. So more so maybe you'll tell me Shema Tziyatoi. We're in Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Maybe they were there at the Mechlokes of the Yudchei Stavr. Says it can't be because the Yudchei Stavr Nechloko, they argued on the Yudchei Stavr. Klarmer, Oysim Yudchei Stavr Gozum, those 18 things which were in Gezerah, but Mechlokes saw you. El Shenimnu, Benimsu Beishami Rabim. It was a Mechlokes, and they were, the Beishami was the majority. And we know, and Hillel and Shammai themselves only argue by giving Shalosh Mekemes. Today's Gemara is going to go through what those three things are. So Gemara says, so rather what happened was that they made a Gzeira, maybe they made a Gzeira, for Tzaliya, Litus Chuma Amagon, so you don't burn it, but you can't eat it. And the Tamidim came a Gzeira Lisrefa. She was sorry from Shumalayan that these things will cause that the Yadayim that the touching it will cause you'd have to burn it. So the Mora says that we know the original that Ula, I think it was said that the original Gzera of Yadayim was to immediately to the Lacha of Sreifa, it wasn't Ilfa. Right? The original Gzera was immediately to Sreifa, there wasn't the step Tzliya and then Sreifa. Now back on the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Vakati, the Gemara says still it's not. So now we have it that Hill and Shammai were goyzer tumas yadayim. The Tzibur did not accept it, and then the Tamidim did it again, and it was accepted. Vakati Shlomo goyzer. We know that Shlomo Melch made the law of tumas yadayim. The Amar of Yehuda Mishmol b'shosh tikan Shlomo erevin. And Tilas Yadayim, at the moment that Shlomo Melech was Masakin, the din of Erevin, Ruvi Chetzeris, and also Tilas Yadayim. So Yatzah Baskol, the Baskol came out of Omra, and it said the Psukim of Bini, Im Chacham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gamoni. That the Baruch was saying that because of the Chachma you have, the Baruch is also happy. Chacham bini, v'samach libi, v'shiva charfi davor. Different pasuk to the same effect. So, but meanwhile, you see from the Braisa that Shlomo Melech was masakin in the Tzitzit Dayim, or Yehuda Mishmur, that Shlomo Melech was masakin. So, the more answers, also Shlomo gazel the kachim. Shlomo's tekana was for kachim and not for truma. Vasinu came along Hillel and Shammai. And they were Gozer, Afla Chuma, and that didn't, they weren't Makabal also for Chuma. And then the Tamidim did it again, and it worked. As he read the Gemara, that would be the Pashup shot in the Gemara. Tosis Yeshanim over here on the side suggests now you could make it. Tosha says that really you could have answered now at this point in time by saying that Ilfa was referring to the Takana of Shlomo. That Shlomo's Takana was for Kachim for Sreif. He doesn't say what he was referencing to. He's a reference. He says the Tchilas Gzeris Yadayim was the Sreif. Shlomo made the full Takana. Whereas Hill and Shammai were goes at Shuma Litlois, and the Tamina were goes at Shuma Lisrefa. It's also possible now there'd be an answer. It's Hirashi. Second to last line. Shlomo Gozer the Chsiv, it says, V'izein v'chikar sh'osa oznayim l'tar. The Mor says he made handles to the Torah. What does it mean? What is a handle? Things which allow us to maintain the lochas of the Torah. Klamer Siyog, V'harchoka, it's a. Some type of a protection. Kikvivazu, just like this basket, you pick it up with its handles. You don't touch the basket itself. So we're also, this is a way to not to touch the Torah itself, but to hold on to the Torah in a way without going directly into the Torah. Erevin, Osnaim Litzor Shabbos, it's a way to protect Shabbos. How is that? Also, Lahotzim Rishusar, Rishus Chaveru. Erevin here means Erube Chetzeris. So he created this concept that people perceive the Chotzer as a public domain and their homes as private domains, or one house to the other is my private, one Rishus to another Rishus. lahoitzim rishusa the rishus chaverah vishus neim rishus yachid. Even though halachically they're both rishus yachid, you cannot carry from one rishus to another rishus, and that would protect the term. Gufa. Okay, something more says vavam and aleph. Second line. Amar Yehuda Mishmol Yirches Gazru Yirches Nekluku. There was that we said that there was these 18 things were a topic of machlokes. I batanya hushvu, that they Zimmer Rashi says that they agreed. So my answer is Baba Yom Nechalku L'Machar Hushvu. On that day they argued, but the next day the Maisa basically agreed that these were good ideas. changed their mind the next day and agreed to all 18 of them. Gufa. Amr of Huna, Begimel Makamis Nechlaku with Shammai Behil. The Mor is not going to bring the three places where Shammai and Hillel argue. Okay, number one, Shammai Amr. So, what is the shear that is Chayiv in the Hafrashas Chala? So, Shammai Amr, Shammai himself says, Mikav Lachala. A kav's worth of flour is already Chayiv in Chala. If a person would take a kav's worth of challah, a flour, and make a dough out of it, he's chayav of an afrashas challah. V'hilomer mikavayim. Hillel says 1.5 kav. Actually, two kav. I'm sorry. V'chomim armim lokedivri. Zev lokedivri. Zev lokedivri. Zev lokedivri. Zev lokedivri. Zev lokedivri. So chomim say a kav and a half. Mishigdilo hamidus. There was a point in time where they expanded the size of the kav that they used. The various different meters came a little bit bigger. So then, what used to be a kav and a half, it came out to be omru chameshes revoyim kemach chayavim bechal. So 1.25 kav, 5 quarters worth of a kav of flour would be chayav and chal. Rabbi Yisrael, hey peturim, hey, meaning 5 quarters itself is poser. Hey, but it is chayavin. But five, anything more than 5 quarters, one and a quarter is chayiv. We pass in that it's 5 quarters. Okay, that's number the first machlokes, and all three machlokes we're going to pass in neither like Shammai nor like Hillel. Just. The Edoch, what is the other one? What's the next one? We have a machlokes. What is the shear which causes the halacha of mayim shuvim to pass al mikvah? So Hillel Omer, maloi hin, mayim shuvim is pasan as a mikvah. A full hin's worth of mayim shuvim is what passes the mikvah, and that's going to be 12 lug.
So, and what is 3 kavim? What type of mikveh do we have right now? Like, what's the shear of the good water?
Shear is 40 saw.
So it has 40 saw already?
No, so this, once it's 40, okay, fair question. Once it's 40 saw in the mikveh of kosher water, so mayim shuvim does not pass all the mikveh. If there's less than 40 saw there, so then you put, if mayim shuvim falls in, it passes the mikveh. Now the machlokes is, and then even if you add kosher water after, it doesn't help. You have to have 40 saw kosher first, and then if the mayim shuvim comes in afterwards, so it will it's okay. But if it comes in before you get to the 40 saw, it passes, and you have to empty out the whole mikvah and start over again. So what's the shear which would pass? But if you have less than 40 saw and less than the shear mayim shuvim falls in, so it's not mashlim to the shear, but it doesn't pass the mikvah. So according to Hillel, if 11 lug of mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh before you get to your 40 saw, the mikveh can still become mushlim with kosher rainwater afterwards. That which mayim shuvim passes the mikveh in the mikveh itself is the rabbanon. Midraisa it's machlokes rishonim. What is exactly the raisa? The raisa is roiv of it has to be maim shubim, or the only the raisa is a case of it actually being tevil in maim shubim mamish in a kli. Machlokes rishonim. What the raisa of maim shubim is? Rabbanu Chazal were geizer. What was exactly? What was the kana chazal exactly? So Hill says a hin's worth.
First machlokes was those on the
raisa
level.
The raisa level, yeah. Shechai b'adam lomer b'loshen rabbi. A person has to say it in loshen rabbi. Actually, Tupshatim Rashi says that the word hin is used is used in the Torah. It's not used in Chazal. You don't find the Gemara anywhere uses the measure of a hin. But so the Mishnah was explaining that the reason why Hillel used the word hin because that's how he heard it from his rabbi. Shmaya Rav Talion said it like that. The Vilna Gaon says a pshat. That, which is like really interesting, that Shmai Batan were the Gerim and they had difficulty pronouncing the hay. Now we remember somebody have difficulty pronouncing a hay. And they used to say in. So now in sounds like ain. So whenever Shmai Batan would say it, they would say the word mole in. So everybody knows that, but it doesn't mean you can't have a full mouth of it not. So it must be they meant to say hin. So Hillel pronounced the hay. Question: so why did he say the word mole? Because Chai Vodim Lomer Lashon Rabbi, he would say it the way his Rebbe said it. Okay, that's all the guidelines. Shammai Omer Tisha Kaben. It's not twelve lug. It's nine kav, which is much more than that. There's four lug and a kav, right? So that's 36 lugan, so that's three times as much. Okay, Chachamim look at the Bezeh, look at the Bezeh. The Chachamim disagreed with both of them. Achabo, and then the Mishnah says, so how much was it? They weren't sure exactly the amount. Achabo, Shnei Gardiyim, there was two, Gardi is a tailor. Mishar HaAshba, Shabbat Yerushalayim, from the section of Yerushalayim called the Shara Ashba. The Gemara says in Edius that in those days, Gardiyim were considered a very low umnus, and Shara Ashbas was considered the most, you know, impoverished, lowly part of town. So you had four people who were involved, you know, the lower class, and still they were Ve'idu. They testified in front of the Chachamim Mishum and Shmaya Batalion. Then they heard from Shmaya Batalion. It's three lug which passes the mikvah. The Kima Chachamim, the Ibrahim Chachamim said they were right. That is the balance. And the Mishnah says, and Edia says that the reason why he's pointed it out is we want you to understand, you know, you shouldn't think because you come from a low profession and a low background that you can't have a chashivus in the eyes of a Chazal, in the eyes of a Torah. They were the ones who gave me Machriya, Keneged, Hillel and Shammai. It's Hillel and Shammai, and then the two, you know, yuckles walking in, and they won, you know. They went to Beis Medrash, and they learned, Chum said they were right, and Gebaldik. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that Shammai said 36 lug, Hillel says 12 lug, these two guys say...
Three lug, and they were right.
Way more lucky than either.
Correct.
They're right.
Yeah. V'idach, the third machlokes.
Now, what if they were coming to be Megal? Do you think we would have ended up to be strong?
I'm sure the Chachamim were Mekayim because they felt that was then Kibbutz Chachamim and they accepted the Eidus, they felt it was a correct Eidus. Okay. V'idach. Shammai Omer kol noshim dayin shaita. So a woman becomes a nida. The Zman Chazal, when they were dealing with taharas, the situation: a woman becomes a nida, so she sees dam. Now the dam is batame in the base of chitzin. As soon as the dam leaves from the uterus, the cervix, into the base of chitzin, the outer section, the vagina, so midrash there's tumor ready. But lemaisa she doesn't know that. The dam comes out, so we don't know. We mechuv the chashi. Maybe the dam was there already beforehand, and therefore the taras that she touched an hour ago, a day ago, 3 days ago, from the last, you know, since the last time she checked, right? and she didn't do a bedika to see if there's any dam there. From the last time she checked, is there a tumor? And do we have to be type matama the taras that she touched to my friend and say, there's a problem with the taras? So Shammai says no. Kol nashim dayin shait. All women. So the Mor says that actually there are certain women which have a chazaka that the mislak is damim, and they we assume there's no dam there until we actually see dam. Nebuchadnezzar's tahara. A woman who's a mubaris, a woman who's a manika, etc. But Shammai says no. All women have that status of Nebuchadnezzar's tahara. Midrash Nebuchadnezzar. This is partially the rabbanon. Midrash Nebuchadnezzar's tahara, and the dam until you see dam, there's no dam. And so midrash the tahara of a chazaka, etc. Hillel says no. Pekira bekira, b'filo yomim harbi. It depends on the last time she checked. Pekira being a lashon of bedika. So the last time she checked, she checked 3 days ago. So any tahara she touched in the last 3 days is going to be tameh. We know she was tahara 3 days ago. We know she's tameh now. So you're not tameh on the chazak. And the more is the whole discussion in Mesechta Nida is that the raisa that of the rabbanon. That's one of the major sugyas of chazaka and shas. We learn Nida. We'll go through position. After Shabbos, right? Okay. That is so. Shammai is being very mako. Hillel is being very machmer. Look at the reserve. Look at the reserve. Not so mako. Not so machmer. Ella, they say like this. The shorter of the following two times. Me'ace la'ace. 24 hours backwards. If the last time she checked was 3 days ago, so we said that the 24-hour period is going to limit that. You don't go back all the way back until 3 days ago. You go back to 24 hours ago. If she checked in the last 24 hours, so that medika will limit the time also and say that will limit the 24 hours. It's not 24 hours. It's only 5 hours since she checked, so she's only over from Taurus of the last 5 hours. So those are the three machlokesim of Shammai and Hillel, and you notice in all three we do not pass them like Shammai nor like Hillel. So she does a bedikra, right? She's allowed to eat. Once she does a bedikra, she has a cheskes tahara. And so she's allowed to eat. But now the shaila was, if she found something, is it in tumul mafreya? If she had machuz chayshus for it, well, calls man, she didn't. It's not there.
So tumul mafreya up to maximum 24 hours.
Kodesh chachamim.
And if she checked before,
checked within the last 24 hours.
Till
the last time she checked. This is all the mafreyas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that is. The Mor says, "Vasu leka." There are no other machloekusim between Shammai and Hillel besides these three. That the Sarihura and said the name of Rav Huna said that there are three places where they argued, and that's it. Aye, what are you talking about? Vayikra, there's a mission in the Sefer Chagiga. Hillel Amar Lismach, Meshamar Amar Shlal Lismach. There's a machloekus over there in Chagiga. What are you allowed to do? Smicha on a korban that you bring on Yom Tov. The Chazal Aser Smicha. In the smicha is person puts their whole weight on the head of the animal, so you're leaning on the animal, so that's going to be the issur of it goes into the gzeir of riding an animal, just like you're leaning on it. So did they make that issur in regards to the akrovas korban or not? So you're semich on not. So Hillel says yes, and Shammai says no. Some more answers. Kikamer of, so there's more than three. Kikamer of Huna Hecha the Leka Plug to the Rab Busa Behadayo. That machloikis already the Gemara says started by the Rebbeim. Shmai Rav Talia also had the machloikis whether you semich or not semich, and Shimon Shatach and Yehudim and Tabai had the machloikis whether you semich or not semich, all the way back to Yosef ben Yechanan and Yosef ben Yehazar. That was the first time that the machlokes started. So that was the first machlokes in Klai, so it was what they do smicha, and that started already earlier in the Zugas. And that's what we had in Saita. Moshe says Yosef and Yosef and Yosef and Yechon when they died, but lo ashkarlus. The people had every single part of Torah correct, clear, without any question. They were the last ones Because from that point on, we have the machloekis of smicha.
It just happened to be that there was no generation where they agreed. It's always one and one.
Right. Don't ask me why that came out to be the hashkacha, that's the way it happened. I do not know. I'm sure there's plenty to talk about it, but I do not know. Okay, there's one more machlokes. The Gemara says, So Rav Huna don't talk about places where there wasn't the machlokes of anybody else with them, the Rebbeim with them. Here the machlokes really was from the Rebbeim, it wasn't their own. But we could, there's one more machlokes. Habotcha Lagas. So the halacha is that when a person, that for a food to be mekabel tuma, it has to come mukshir. So is the liquid which comes out when a person is being boitzer grapes, and the liquid comes out. So how do we deal with that liquid? Is that liquid considered, that's one of the yayin is one of the things which is mukshir. So now it's wine coming out of the grapes. So it should be machshir. On the other hand, we know that the hechshir is only the rotsin. Liquid which you want has it in that it's machshir, like we had before. Liquid, you know, the water on the wall. If you don't want you didn't want the water, so you just wanted to deflect it away. You didn't want the water for any purpose, so then that water is not going to be machshir. So in a case where the wine comes out, but it's halach liibud. So Tzalach Libi doesn't want it to come out, so he has, it's not really the Ratzin. So the Lachar should not be Mukhshir. Came along Shammai came along and said, they made a, when they were Boitzer Lagas, and when he was Boitzer to eat it, so it's not Mukhshir. But if it's Boitzer Lagas, Shammai says it's Mukhshir. He's going to take it now to press it, to crush it. So, I tzarach liibud, because if you're going to be boitzer in a container which is not a kefifa, they used to use it in a kefifa where the liquid can run out in the bottom, but you can be boitzer in a container of a kefifa which is mezufefes, which has been sealed with something, so all the liquid which is in there will be saved. That's already liquid that you want. You'll then pour it into the gas and process it, and it'll become wine. Right? So that's that liquid you would want. You're happy with it, so that then it would be talking to be mukshir. So Beishamai was geyser, not Beishamai. Shamai was geyser. Anytime you boitzer the gas, if you're boitzer with the intention to take it to the gas, no matter what container you put it in, that mayim is going to come out. Is going to be mukshir. Hillel Merle Mukshir. Hillel says it's not mukshir. So you see, there's another machlokes besides the three. So Rashi says by Meneda he. We're talking about besides that case. That case is not negated to us. Why? The Hossam Koshosik Le Hillel L'Shamai. Eventually what happened was Hillel was Shosik. The more we'll talk about later on what exactly Shosik means. He accepted it. Didn't say he was murdered. Says he accepted. He was kept quiet. More later on talks about what exactly that means. At the end, he didn't maintain a stance of Mavaikus. Okay. Rashi, top line. Kama Mechsa, 1.5 kav of Yerushalmiyos, of the measure that they used in Yerushalayim, which is, now, Rashi's got a question. Rashi's going to explain. Let me do it outside, then we'll do it inside. The sizes of the meters that they use, they change the size. So a meter which was directly, you know, kizayis, it was based on some outside criteria. These were arbitrary meters in a certain sense. They were, we made a thing called a lug. How big is a lug? How big is, right? So the measure which was used at the time of the Torah, eventually they started using a different measure, and they translated all of the measures which were at the time of the Torah into the new measures, into the new measures.
Because the measures were based on things like lower, like
rise. Right, those they didn't change. Same, the measures which were based on just, you know.
Is that because those changed?
No. They just this wasn't Chazal which changed it. It was. That became the standard of the, you know, they moved now to a new place. That was in vogue in that place.
Metric system or something.
Right, they switched to the metric system, right. So they converted everything from what it was before to now. Now, what's the Shir Chala? Shir Chala is an Isorin. Shir Chala derives as an Isorin. You know, Shir Chala is Midbor, Isis Midbor. Isis Midbor was an Isorin. Each person got an Isorin, one Isorin of Man, thank you. Every day, right? How big is an Isorin? So, Isorin is 1/10. That's what. Isorin is 1/10 of an Eifel. So, if you take your measures and you work it all the way up, so an Eifel is 432 Beyim. Okay? So 1/10 of that's 43.2 Beyim. 43 and 1/5 Beyim. Okay? The translation of that into the new measure, it comes out to be Kabo Mechza. Rashi's going to do the math for us. They added everything up. Okay? They added everything up and they made it a sixth each. The new measure was 1/6 larger. So 6 of the old ones would fit into 5 of the new ones. Okay, so every 6 bayim now was in this measure of what was called 5 kibayim of the new measure. Let's see Rashi. Kesayis they didn't change. Yeah. There are 6. There are 6 bayim in a lug, right? There's 6 bayim in a lug, and there's 4 lug in a kav. So, if you divide 43 by 6, you're going to get 7 lugim, which is going to be a kav, which is four a kav is 4 lug. And three lugan left over, plus a beya and a fifth, right? A beya and a fifth. Now you make it down. I'm sorry, the measure. I said the number wrong. 7 is going to be translated to 6. They made it 1/6 larger, so 7 is going to have to translate to 6. So. 7 is a translation to 6, so you had 7 lug is going to translate now into 6 lug, so that's a kav and a half. You still have a little bit more. Let's see the Rashi. We'll do the cheshbon. I remember all the steps of the cheshbon outside. Okay. Kav mechzer Yishalmi shehin zayin lugim ubeya b'chamish beya l'mida midbaris. So kav and a half of the Yishalmis equals 7 lug and a beya and a fifth of a beya according to the mid of the midbar. Who armor the gogarlis? That was the armor the gogarlis. Asir so efa 1/10 of an efa. Shachiyevus bechal kiriksiv arisu seichem, like your dough. See darshan, which means kedar isis midbar, like the dough of the midbar. V'hisivu shtus b'Yerushalayim, and they came in Yerushalayim. They used a measure which was 1/6 larger. Nifshe sheish midbarius. I said it right the first time. 6 of the Midborius will give you 5 of the Yerushalmiyos. Okay? Now you have a lug, hanisher, and a beya and a chemish beya. So a lug is 6 beya plus another beya and a fifth is erlan the lug Yerushalmi. So 7 and 1/5 beya equals 6 bayim of the new measure. Shalug midbori is shisha bayim. How do you do that? You take the lug midbori, which is 6 eggs, nichnasim b'chamisha bayim gedolim, would go now to the 5 larger eggs that you're using in your shalayim. Nimsa halug is chas, so you only have 5 bayim now. 6 leaves you with 5. You need to add one more baya. Well, how big is one more baya? It has to be. You're missing one beya gedola. Nimsal halu chaser beya gedola. Tain beya v'chemish beya tachas beya gedola. So you take a beya plus another fifth. Shachemish Hushtus milabar, noisiv alabeya, 1/5 is, if you divide a bay into, so a bay and a fifth is 6/5. So you need to reduce down one sixth. So 6/5 it reduces down to 5. Right, to 5/5, which is 1 full bay. The chumash plus the beya equals a full beya of the larger size. Nimsu, now you have shisha beyim gedarlim. So you have 6 beyim gedarlim of that. Shehen lug godol. That's a full size, that's the larger lug. So we took 6 lug, went to 5 lug, and the remaining one was a lug plus a beya plus a chumash beya equals a full lug. So that's 6 lug. Rehen shisha lugim, that's 6 lugim. Yishalmi is the hen kav mechza, which is a kav and a half. Okay. Then eventually, what happened was, they said kav mechza, mishdilo hamidus. Then eventually there was a new increase in the midus, a second increase. Humidus tzipari, which was the measure they used in tzipari. Shardefis shtus al yishalmis, which was also a sixth larger on the yishalmis. So havav lugin, hey. So what was originally 6 lug, now becomes 5 lug. So 5 lug is a kav and a quarter. So hey revoyim is lugin shein revi is a kav. So a kav is 1/4 of, excuse me, a lug is 1/4 of a kav. So 5 lugin or 5 quarters of a kav is 5. Okay, that is the shear of 5 and 5 revoyim, 5 quarters. Rashi says 5 itself is potter, 5 and more, 5 quarters and more is chayiv. So Rashi, why? It's commission of Oyedus Chayyavim. The sub of Rashi, Rashi also meet him in Boris, how you pay him gederla mishalonu. In other words, they were using. In Yerushalmi, they were using the name of a kebeya or a size of a beya to correspond to the size of the lug, etc. But we're not discussing there was an actual change in the size of the beya. But the question was that we're all looking at this size egg and saying in the midbar they calculated on this size egg, da 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 da. And nowadays we would calculate a different calculation, assuming the egg was the same size. Even we use a different name of the word kebeya for a larger amount, but the egg is. They said, but no, the bay, which was then, was a little larger, so everything has to now correspond to that little larger egg, which will translate to the terms of the egg, which we, the egg nowadays, to being a little bit more. As he says, what's the shear of chatzi pras? Is shnei beyim sechakos. Sechakos is when you're laughing, you're expansive. You know, as opposed to the opposite is atzevus, which when you're sad, you're contract. So it uses the language of a larger one and a smaller one, and calls it sechakos and atzevus. So two beyim sechakos is the shear of chatzi pras. A loaf of bread, which was used for shear eruv, we assume a meal is 4 beyim. So the loaf was for 2 meals is 8 beyim. Pras of that, half of that is 4 beyim. And a chazi pras is 2 beyim. Sechukas. Basim mafarish hai va'oid. How much is the va'oid that Rabbi Yossi says? Echad michof bebeyim l'chol beyim. Each beyim is 1/20 larger. And you translate that into your math of the amount which is chayiv. Okay, hin. So over there, b'chatzi pras, so it's 2/20 of a beya. It's 1/10 of a beya larger. Hin is yud beis lug is 12 lug. Poislin, im nafal the soichet, they fall in the mikvah, kardim shenishlam before it became full. Mishnah, once it's full with 40 saw, shuv ena nifsal, there's nothing which can pass it. Filo himshik l'sech and achar kain elav saw, you can, 40 saw of rainwater, you can add 1,000 saw of mayim shuv, which is what we do, and it's still kosher. Because your water from the tap is considered mayim shuvim, so you have your rainwater, your 40 saw rainwater. They make the bore a little bit larger than 40 saw, whatever. And then you connect this your mikvah, however big your mikvah is, you know, not a problem. Shchai vodim klamer hin in a loshen mishnah. The word hin is not used in the mishnah. Loshen Torah is used in the Torah. Al kach shemo. So why do you use the word hin? Because that's how I heard it from Pia Shmai Batalion. That's how I heard it from his Rebbe Shmai Batalion. Rebbeim Mefreshim, my Rebbeim, Zik Rashi taught me, but Loshen, they understand it meant Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to say in the Loshen of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, if that's true, that wasn't specifically peculiar to Sham, to Hillel. If you're Mekuyev to say the Loshen Rabba, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, so why in the world does the Mishnah not use the word hin all the time? So that Pshat Rashi says is difficult. So it's referring to Hillel's specific Rebbeim, Shmai Rav Salyan, so we don't have Kasha elsewhere in Shas. Shekadim Shar Ashbois, so the Edius, Mepharish, Lama Husker Shema Unosim Meshemakim, and why is it important to tell you what their profession was and where they lived? Lomer, the Mishnah says, Shalom Yim the Adam Atzmi Vesemedrish, you shouldn't, no person should, refrain from going to Beis Medrash. She'en lecha umnes pechusa migardi. The lowest level of umnes was considered a gardi. She'en mivinim imedo l'kayim godav l'melech kaminim b'kedushin. It's not considered a kovet. Such people, and you can't use them to become the leaders. Vein shar b'yushalayim pochus mishar ha'ashpiz. The section of Shara Ashpiz was the lowest, the most impoverished neighborhood. And you see they went to Beis Medrash to learn. And all the Chachmi Yisrael accepted their edus. So look what any person can accomplish in Torah. It's good enough from this point on to Metamet Taras, not Lamafreya. Hillel says Mipkida Lakida. Lamafreya, she goes backwards. She checks on Sunday, she finds she's Tahara. So sure, she checks again on Friday. She's Tameya. So Behillel says, we know she was Tahara on Sunday from the Bedika. We don't know what happened between. We're Mechir to Chashis in between the whole time. Shema im Silak Yudea Rasa. Maybe she saw the moment after she finished the Bedika. We don't know. So that anything after that, we're Chashis for Tuma. So that's the Mafreya all the way back to the last Bedika. Come and say, we look at two times backwards. We look at always each situation. We look at the less chomer of the two. If the last bedikah was more than 24 hours ago, so then we're worried about 24 hours. If 24 hours is more than the last bedikah was less than 24 hours ago, halacha achra bedikah, then you go, and you go look from the bedikah. Memayel yad, memayel acharov, it limits it. Lismech puti plug to he, it's a machlokes. The Beisham Veselog Amavi and the Dharma Dabas Besamkum Yamtiv. This machlokes of, we had it in Beya, of course, being to Beisham Veselog, what you can bring. Nadorim and Davos on Yamtiv. A, and do you do Smicha on Yamtiv? B, that machloek is really started from Hillel and Shammai, the Smicha part. Mara says, Kikamar Rav Huna, Hechadi, Lekab Tug to the Rabbasa. Shalom is Kamar Shammai Rav Huna, Lo Nechleku Behen, Rabbi Sey and Rabbi Shammai. The three things that Rav Huna mentioned, there was no, their Rebbeim had not argued. Now, by the way, these three things, that we mentioned are all listed in Masechta Zedius. Those are the first three Mishnayos in Masechta Zedius are the three Machlokes of Hillel and Shammai. What Rav Huna was pointing out is that there's only three. The Mishnah says there's three. He wasn't Mimichadus the three. He's saying that there's only three. There's more than three. So these are their own machlokesim. Avos smicha kol avos bezin the benasim miyosef ben yezer ad hillel nechol gabam and meseflus chagiga. This is machlokes where he started back to Yosef ben Yezer.
Did the Nesim always hold one thing?
Yes. Yes.
The other, it didn't mix and match.
Yes. That's actually the Mor says that. That's correct. Habaytzah the gas. A person is harvesting the grapes with intention to take them to the gas to bederach them and crush them and break it into wine. If you're planning to beitzer to make it to dry it out and eat it as raisins. Then the liquid comes out. You really have no interest in it, so it's not machshir. The machshir with the wine which comes out. Even the wine is going to fall out of the container and be wasted. So it flows out of the basket. There he goes. Gzeres Shemay Yibatzrenu Bekufos Mizufafos Kimefarsh Tekamei. We'll do it in containers which have been lined in such a way that they will not lose any liquid, and then that mashka he would like. So therefore, there goes in that case. So Shosad Lehillel Bloy Omid B'Machluktoy Ketanya Pirkan Oso Yam Hayehillel Kof of the Shamay. Hillel was seated lower than Shammai. The Tamidah Shammai prevented Tamidah Hillel from coming in. So Hillel was forced to accept Shammai's opinion. So it wasn't that he agreed to it, he was forced to accept it.